President's Day, what is it good for? A chance to give a nod to 44 guys who ran America for a period of time? Well, fine. But what about the vice presidents? Shouldn't they get a special day too? Alas, it is not within our powers to right this egregious wrong, but we can and will right now unofficially salute the 48 men who have served just a heartbeat or third-rate burglary away from the Oval Office. And we are going to salute some of them with a song.
Oh, dutiful vice presidents who stand waiting in the wings, obscured by fate to minor state, to them we'd like to sing. Vice presidents, vice presidents, let's shine some light on thee and crown you veeps with joyous tweets from sea to shining sea.
Full presidents, 14 of you did rise up with a push. Adams first, then Jefferson, then Buren, Truman, Nixon, and first Bush.
Vice presidents, vice presidents, 4 times did you step in. When bullets flew, we turned to you to lead us through the din.
Two Johnsons assumed the job, Andrew and Lyndon Baines, Chet Arthur and T. Roosevelt, they saw us through our pain.
Vice presidents, we hope this song makes sense. Now take your bow if you know how, for now the job's with pens.
Woof, that was the famed choral group, 5 NPR employees randomly chosen from the hallway who we hoped could sing, with their biggest hit, the unofficial Vice President's Song. And no, I was not one of those voices. NPR's Nicholas Dupre played the piano.